Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Our topic for today's talk is the wisdom of Kabbalah and science. We have many questions. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah. So, first of all, the entire field of science and the different kinds of science, it's a truly intriguing field. And we can say that the development of science truly changed the world, especially starting with the 16th century and on, where many different kinds of science and methods started developing. Many thoughts and opinions from the past were refuted. And really, the accumulation of knowledge began, as if science is constantly accumulating knowledge, and it doesn't stop at a certain point. It renews itself, re-innovates itself every time, including new things that weren't previously included. One way or another, science is known to be as the truth, and society relates to this as something serious that you can prove. It's not just some idea or opinion, but something that you can really, yeah. So maybe before we really delve in to how the wisdom of Kabbalah and science, what's the relation between them, maybe let's try and understand in terms of human development. How do you see the changes that science brought to humanity? Undoubtedly, science brought humanity the ability to understand the kind of world that we live in. How can we use it for better and for worse? This is how we are by nature. But truly, we owe everything to science. Without science, we'd have nothing to eat or drink today, or how to heat up or cool down things, or build our houses, or take care of our children. Thanks to science, we can reproduce, we can take care of everyone, and so on and so forth. Science truly broadens our horizons, and I don't think that there's anyone that can deny that. And therefore, way to go, science. And to the scientists that truly allow us to, let's say, enjoy life. Yeah, we really see it in medicine and many other researches. There are many sciences that really improve the quality of our life. And so what we'd like to understand now is, what's the connection, and is there a connection between the wisdom of Kabbalah and science? Is the wisdom of Kabbalah a science? The question is as follows. What are the boundaries in which we research reality? If we say that reality exists as we feel it, then here too, there are different opinions. Who feels it? How do we feel? Were we to feel things in a different way, in different qualities, in a different perception? Surely the way we feel reality is not the way that flies do, or elephants, and so on. All the more fish, and so on. Meaning everyone perceives reality, even though that we live in the same world, everyone feels and experiences it differently. Because we have five senses, sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch, because we grasp reality in three parameters, up, down, right, left, forwards, backwards, suppose, we therefore feel the world in a specific way. Were we to perceive it above time, we still remember how many opposed Einstein when he started explaining his theory. Einstein, Hugh Everett, Max Planck, all those that were giving birth to the new kind of physics, quantum physics. which is a completely different form than the previous way of thinking. Yeah, the classical way of thinking, the Newtonian way of thinking. And therefore, there are many questions here. We see in quantum physics and in astronomy that there is such phenomena there that completely contradicts our rationale, and we can't really explain it. And this is only with regards to us, because we were never able to come out of ourselves. And were we different creatures with a different perception of reality? How would we then grasp reality? Meaning, you're putting an emphasis on that it is all with respect to man, and therefore it's not real, it's not objective. It's all in relation to man, that I measure and examine it according to my pulse, and according to my perception, according to the three parameters, and my mathematics, and geometry, and everything else. All in all, I perceive reality according to the way I'm built. And it's completely unreal, limited, and who knows how wrong I am. Okay, what interests me is, what is the field of research of the wisdom of Kabbalah? For example, physics, this is a field that researches the fundamental laws of nature. How do they work in the system? We observe these laws and so on. Chemistry investigates substances and how they interact. Biology is a discipline that studies the living world. What is the field of study of the wisdom of Kabbalah? First and foremost, all these sciences you've mentioned, all of these sciences, we don't say this out of habit, but these are sciences that we have developed out of our own nature. Meaning what? That this is how we grasp nature and its phenomena. Only we see it this way. Were we built differently, maybe we'd see something completely different. But because we exist according to these laws, this is how it is. Meaning, science is something very limited, only regarding the attaining person. And you always have to add that this is with respect to the attaining person. If this person, by some kind of method, could change his qualities, he becomes something else, not of this world, with new qualities, he'll see a different world, a completely different world, in which there different qualities, different laws, with different goals, where time, space, motion, substance, he'll have to define all these things according to his new qualities. So, with respect to that attaining person, person number two, compared with person number one, we have a new science. And it is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. What's interesting about the wisdom of Kabbalah, about this science, is that it studies, the wisdom of Kabbalah studies the world in accordance with the changing person. It's not that he's in a fixed state in this world, and in accordance with how he changes, according to how he changes his qualities, he perceives the worlds. Every time, a different world. Interesting. Very different than before. How different? According to his qualities, I've changed a few qualities in me. I see a new world, and in it, new creatures. new creatures. But along with this, I remain in this world the way I was created, and I feel this world like everyone else does. And along with this, I change myself and discover worlds. Every time, with respect to my changing self. So what changes my point of view? Yeah. So we can say that when the classical science began, it was a science of observation. Modern science developed with research and experiments and so on, but at first it started with observations. Man observed different things. Yeah, but still, he related it both to himself and to what's outside of him. He didn't say that the world depends on his inner qualities. Right. Only now, from about 100 years ago, or even less, we started talking about this. Because we started reaching different phenomena in nature that depend on the observer, on how we observe. Okay, so just to specify what we talked about, again, is Kabbalah a science? Yes. A universal, comprehensive science that includes all the rest of the sciences, including the science of this world, as a small part that's included in it. The second question is, what is the field of research that the wisdom of Kabbalah is engaged in? It researches a reality that is independent of the changes that happen inside the observer, the researcher. You confused me. To investigate reality without being dependent on the observer or the researcher. So, who does the research? The research is done by the researcher, but he has to do the research on condition that he is outside of his experiment and outside of his perception of reality. Where is he then? This is kind of complicated. All true? This is why it's called the hidden wisdom. We have to scrutinize this. He is inside the research, inside these fields, but in qualities that are outside of him. He has to rise above himself and to reach a state where he observes and feels and investigates and discovers an independent reality that's independent of himself. And here's the question. Then what does he grasp and perceive in if it's not his own vessels? And then eventually what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives a person is the ability to do this kind of research, meaning it gives him the tools that are independent of man. There's plenty to understand here. Let's start with what we're familiar with and take it from there. What we know is very superficial. I have 5 senses and different instruments that extend their range, microscopes, telescopes, and so on. Yeah, and so we do the research. Who does the research? I do. By telescopes, microscopes, different tools, substances, and so on. Meaning I am the researcher. And so I go into this entire nature that appears before my senses, and I research it, and from that I have science. Okay, so this is how it is in physics, chemistry, biology, and so on. If you want to be a researcher in Kabbalah, what do? In Kabbalah, I can't add additional tools to myself because I don't want to investigate with my natural qualities, my natural senses meaning. Yeah, sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch, I don't need them. Meaning I can't use a telescope, a microscope, no. What I do need is that point from which I'm conducting the research. I have to put it to sleep. The point that I'm conducting the research from, I have to make it kind of blurry. Well, it's more than making it blurry. I have to make it so that it won't stand in my way at all and build a new point of observation. This is really interesting. How would you define these two points of observation? The first one is the will to receive, or the will to receive pleasure. And the new point of observation is its opposite, the will to bestow, or the will to give pleasure. These two points of observation, they actually create a negation. And then, what I investigate isn't the way that I grasp reality, the way I perceive it, but what I investigate is what's outside of me. Because what I'm going to develop in me is a new point of observation, which is opposite to my own, which is bestowal, love, outside of me. And then, in this quality of, let's call it bestowal, in order not to get confused, by this quality that I develop, by that, I reach a state where, inside this sense that I build in me, I grasp something that exists outside me. To the extent of the development of the sense of bestowal, I grasp the force of bestowal that's outside of me. The force of bestowal is outside of me? Of course, we feel that there's something that influences us. We're inside this force of bestowal that influences all of our senses, and then that which is depicted within our five senses is from that force of bestowal, or nature, or you can call it the creator, just don't get confused. This I don't understand. You said that by the quality of bestowal that I develop as a researcher, I reach a state where I grasp something that's outside of me. Yeah? And then what is that? The force of bestowal. What did you just say? What is this force, the force of bestowal? It's the force of nature that bestows, that influences. The force of nature is the force that we investigate, we research in our five senses. All the sciences deal with that. Yes, only you investigate it with respect to your senses and only. So the difference between classical physics that examines the fundamental laws of nature as expressed in a system that you can observe, then what is the force of bestowal? How do I examine it? We said that physics examines the laws of nature. It's the same force, only I'm getting from it something very limited according to my own qualities. And my qualities, they're the opposite of that force, which is the force of bestowal. And I grasp it in my force of reception. And then what I perceive from it is something very limited. Let's take, for example, the law of gravity. How is it related to the force of bestowal? That there's the law of gravity, this we feel. Right. And what do you want to know? What's the connection? You said that the force of bestowal includes actually everything. It influences us in different ways. And then, that's how we feel. So, the law of gravity is actually a part of everything that we feel. Don't limit yourself to the power of gravity or whatever. Everything that I feel, everything that I understand, everything that I feel and understand, and this is all I have, what I feel and what I understand, it all comes from that force inside of which I exist. And what I can grasp from it, this picture, is called this world. Okay, so there's physics, chemistry, biology, and so on. These are the things that I grasp. In the science of the wisdom of Kabbalah, what can I grasp? the force itself. So can you differentiate not the way that it influences me, but the way it is per se in and of itself? I investigate it. Not the way the force of nature influences me, but the way it is in and of itself. Yes, where do I perceive that? In my vessels, to the extent to which I make them like it. So you grasped it in your own vessels. No, in my vessels, in which I have resembled it, this force. Yes. What does it mean to resemble it in my vessels? I develop in me a force of bestowal, just like that external force, and then, to the measure to which I've developed the force of bestowal in me, I grasp it inside of me. The perception is always in me. Only we exist in a state where we're opposite to it. It is the force of bestowal, and we are the force of reception. The wisdom of Kabbalah says, no, the true real perception is, if you will, as it says, make your desire as his, meaning if you'll change yourself that way, then you will reach a state where you will feel that force without any intervention, but the way it is, in and of itself, to the extent to which you make yourself like it. Okay, we have many questions. So every time I'll go a bit back to what you said, to what I didn't exactly understand. You said, when I previously asked, is Kabbalah a science? You said, yes, it's a universal science that includes all the rest of the sciences in it. What is a universal science? Because all the rest of the sciences, we perceive only according to our own vessels, to the measure to which they can perceive, grasp from that force of bestowal that encompasses everything in nature. The wisdom of Kabbalah helps us start changing ourselves in accordance with that force of bestowal in which we are, and accordingly to investigate it. It's called according to the equivalence of form, according to the measure to which we become similar to it. And then, accordingly, a new science opens before me. So how does it include all the other sciences in it? Suppose physics. How does Kabbalah include physics in it? Because all in all, in one small case, in which I don't change in accordance with the upper force, where I remain in my natural egoistic quality, this is called the root of all sciences, of our sciences, of this world. And the wisdom of Kabbalah says, if you change yourself from this point in all directions, then you'll start feeling that every time you're living in a different world. So it doesn't include all sciences, it's completely different from all sciences. All of the wisdoms of this world are as a small component of the wisdom of Kabbalah. If you accept your qualities without changing them, and you research reality as you are, these are called the wisdoms of this world. And how is that related to the wisdom of Kabbalah? It's not. The wisdom of Kabbalah only says, look at the limitations of these things. In terms of all the conditions of changing myself from minus to plus and so on, if you don't change yourself, you get the sciences of this world. If you do, you get sciences in one or another direction. Meaning everything that I investigate today without changing my qualities as a human being, what I get is that I grasp nature through physics, biology, and so on. And if I do start changing myself in accordance with the force of nature, the qualities of which I have to start revealing, and I will assimilate my qualities with it and so on, and I'll get new qualities, then I'll reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes. So what I don't understand is, why are you saying that the wisdom of Kabbalah includes all other sciences? I'm saying that it's unrelated to the rest of the sciences. No. All of the sciences of our world are a small detail from our general observation of nature. And therefore, they exist in the wisdom of Kabbalah as a small component. Like you always have a formula, and in the formula you have from minus infinity to plus infinity. And there's one point in which you don't change anything. Nitza, you wanted to ask something? I have many questions, but our time's almost up. So last question. Maybe we can conclude with a general question in order to understand. You talked about the force of bestowal. Let me give you an example. When you take Einstein's formulas, you can restrict them, limit them, and you reach Newton's formulas. You see? You take physics that explains what happens at minus 270 degrees Celsius, and you can restrict it and narrow it down, meaning it all depends on ranges. And here too, it's the same. Therefore, I'm saying that it is a part of the wisdom of Kabbalah. All the sciences are a part of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So what's the last question? About the force of bestowal, just to try and understand it. What is the super principle? It is above our ego. This is the super principle, that the force of bestowal is that which is above our ego. And the ego is what? Our ego is that which is good for me. And what's good for others in comparison with that is the force of bestowal. As simple as that, practically wise. Okay, our time's up. We still have many questions. We'll have another talk about this. Let's summarize. What did we learn today about the wisdom of Kabbalah and the sciences? The summary is that the wisdom of Kabbalah is the root of all sciences. The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the entire reality. Not our reality or our planet or all these things, but it talks about the comprehensive nature, my comprehensive nature, and beyond anything and everything that we can imagine, and even does man exist or doesn't he? Even that. Yeah. That too. It also speaks about that. The approach of this wisdom allows you to relate to nature as if you do not exist. Dr. Leitman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.